Sonic Youth mit Teenage Riot auf Lux FM, 17 Uhr und 11 Minuten. Eine Hexe, ein Kater und eine Eule. So sieht's aus, das Personal aus Simon Hanselmans Hexe Total Comics, Meg Morganall, wie die Protagonisten seiner Stories im englischen Original heißen. Die kiffen nonstop und sind trotzdem oder vielleicht auch gerade deswegen dabei, die Welt zu erobern. Die Geschichten um die drei Stoner sind bereits in mehrere Sprachen übersetzt worden. Morgen Abend wird Simon lesend und singend seine Sicht auf die Welt und seine Arbeiten in der Galerie Neurotitan präsentieren. Schon jetzt ist er bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen ein bisschen über die therapeutische Wirkung seiner autobiografisch geprägten Stories. Wir sprechen über die Vorteile des Self-Publishings oder des Selbstverlegens in Zeiten des Internet. Wir reden über die Dekonstruktion des Originals Meg and Mog. Das war auch ein Kinderbuch von Helen Nicol und Jan Pienkowski. Und wir sprechen noch über vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber nochmal hello and welcome, Simon.
Hello. Guten Tag. I'm doing good.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm having a good day.
Cool. Where are you coming from today? Have you spent the day in Berlin already?
Yeah, I came from Melbourne, 32 hours traveling. I've been here for about 5 hours.
Wow, you look super fit though.
I had a bunch of Red Bulls. Okay. Sorry, I probably shouldn't say that. I had some off-brand energy drinks.
Yeah, that's nice of you to get that curve for us.
Sorry.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
So, you're basically traveling the world right now with Meg Morgan Old Stories.
Yeah.
Would you have thought that you'd do so when you put the first strip of Meg Morgan Old on the internet?
No, not at all. I thought nobody would care except for maybe a few of my friends.
Yeah,
but it's crazy. I did France and Spain at the start of the year. I just got back from Toronto.
Yeah.
Now I'm doing Germany, Copenhagen, Oslo.
Wow.
A bunch of other places in the rest of the year. I'm tired. Someone shoot me. It's hard to draw comics when you're traveling the world.
Yeah.
But I'm trying. I'm pulling it off.
Yeah. But I've read that you actually have many stories that are actually pre-written or that you've basically made out for the future.
Yeah, I got like 5 years worth of stuff.
Okay,
yeah,
that's good.
There'll be no end to Meg and Mog.
So enjoy traveling a little, Simon. Come on.
Yeah, I push myself too hard. I'm a real workhorse.
Yeah? A workaholic kind of guy?
Yeah, it's all I do.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's the reason for that is that there's a therapeutic aspect.
Oh, yeah,
Working on those characters for you, right?
Yeah, I always say that it's art therapy. It's what I've done since I was a little kid. I just, with my junkie mother and crazy fucking absent father, and I just throw all my energy into work.
Yeah.
There was nothing to do in my small town where I grew up. It was shit there.
Yeah. But now this whole thing seems to work out for you. I mean, therapeutically as well, because you're a good-looking young man. You're married to your job right now.
I am.
That's what you did a few weeks ago, right? Marry your job officially?
Yeah. It was September last year.
Oh, yeah.
I dressed up in a beautiful wedding dress and kissed my publisher and publicly declared to the world that I'm in love with the medium of comics.
Yeah, that's nice, though.
Yeah, but it's an open relationship.
Yeah.
We see a lot of other people.
And the comics won't be mad at you if you...
No, I see other art forms sometimes, I fool around with music a little bit, maybe some ceramics.
Watch a movie here and there.
Yeah, just tarting about.
We've just talked about the fact that you started this whole thing when you were a kid and you started self-publishing comics when you were a kid as well. You sold your strips to other students when you were like 8 years old. How important was that early experiences for the success that you have now? Because, I mean, you seem to be pretty outgoing with your stuff back then, and you were dipping your toe into the business for the first time.
Well, yeah. I started off with the business stuff very early. I mean, you gotta just throw yourself in the deep end.
Yeah.
You know, I'd roll around the playground selling my books at lunch and got in trouble from the principal. And
you got censored, right?
I got banned from selling my comics at school, so I just dropped out of high school.
Good reason.
And just kept drawing comics.
Good reason.
I had a lot of shitty jobs and was on government benefits a lot, but I think the government benefits are like an arts grant.
Yeah?
It gave me time to develop.
What did you have to do there officially?
For the government benefits, just get stoned all day pretty much and lie around drawing.
Cool.
Occasionally I'd have to pretend I was looking for work.
I'm kind of like in love with the Australian government right now.
It used to be a real gravy train. It was just free money for everyone.
Yeah.
But they are cracking down now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It was a golden age.
Yeah.
It's gone.
When one's looking at your art, one does realize that you've developed your own style and your own artistic language. I mean, the way you use colors. But for example, it's absolutely unique and it makes your characters super recognizable. I think you just have to look at one person and go like, "Oh, that's Simon's witch right there with the pink eyes."
Yeah.
When did you realize that you were able to do better than copy and spy versus spy material? Because that's what you started
well,
with.
Well, you've
right?
done your research.
Yes, I did.
I still get accused of ripping off people all the time, like Paper Ad, an American art collective, and CF, another artist from Providence. But yeah, I don't know. No one else is doing watercolors like this really at the moment. And yeah, it's developed. I still think it looks a bit like other things, and it's obviously heavily inspired, like The Simpsons and stuff. Yeah. But yeah, no one else is really coloring like this. I bust my ass with these watercolors.
It's beautiful. And when did you realize that this was the way that you should work on your stuff? Because I can imagine that there was a point where you were drawing maybe even those characters like Mac Morgan on the owl, and you'd be like, oh, there's something missing, and then you'd probably put in one color, or I don't know.
It was the internet. I used to like make stuff for mini comics and zines, and so I'd have to do a black and white for the money. I couldn't afford to print color. Mm-hmm. But then putting stuff on the internet opened all that up, and digital printing these days. It's, in the old days, it was all process printing and you couldn't print watercolor stuff like this.
Yeah.
So yeah, really it was the internet.
Yeah. And that's another thing that we have to talk about, because being a comic author in these days, it's something completely different than it has been like 20 years ago, when you had to get syndicated. Somebody had to put your stuff into the newspapers, and then you'd probably get some money. If it was successful in one newspaper, you'd be put into another one. And it was growing from there. But you didn't. You actually did have to give away control a little bit over your stuff.
Yeah.
So are you happy that you're working in the year 2015 and that you're able to use the internet for your art? Or would you rather go back and work like the old school people like Charles Schulz or Bill Watterson?
God, no. The internet, I'd be in Tasmania still. I'd probably working at a service station pumping gas if it weren't for the internet.
Because nobody would dare to touch that stuff, maybe?
For
a newspaper?
Well, it's just hard to get things out without the internet. posting things around, like in physical posts, and the money that requires. The internet's just, Tumblr is just free, and you just put things up and people reblog it and it goes viral, and then publishers see it. It's just a pretty perfect system. I love the future. I'm not nostalgic for the past at all. I'm just always looking forward.
I mean, this system and the way it's been built these days, it's really working for you, right?
It's all blown up. I mean, I was trying to sell mini comics at noise gigs and trying to send things to America, and it wasn't financially viable. So yeah, the internet just blew it up. Now it's in 9 languages.
Wow.
All these free trips around the world. It's ridiculous. Like, every day I'm just like, what the fuck is happening?
I mean, maybe you've just deserved it. Just lay back and look at that and think, well, maybe I deserve
it. I'm a real asshole if you get to know me.
Okay, let's play some music real quick before we find out what an asshole Simon is. Get well soon, Mitch. Witches.
Hey.
Rest now in the fire. Song for you.
Beautiful.
And for Mac. Get well soon mit Witches, rest now in the fire. Ein Stück Musik, das ich auch für meinen Gast Simon Hanselman gespielt habe, dessen Werk Hexe Total wir immer noch besprechen. Mac Morgan Owl heißen die Hauptcharaktere dieses Werkes, die morgen auch nochmal besprochen werden in der Neurotitan-Galerie. Was da genau über die Bühne gehen wird, das wird er uns gleich selbst verraten. Simon Hanselman, der immer noch bei mir im Studio ist. Now, we've talked about influences that you're working with, and I found out today, I didn't even know that before, that there's a children's book called Mag and Morg, which was published in the 70s.
Yep.
And those were stories about a witch and a cat and an owl too. But they didn't take drugs.
No.
And they were not depressed. They were the witch and the owl and the cat for the kids.
Yeah, the normal. I grew up reading those books. Yeah. I learned to read from them.
Yeah.
And then it was a stoned accident, and I was drawing a lot of witches, and then I just nicknamed them Meg and Mog, and I never imagined that it'd be this popular.
Ah, okay, cool.
And I worry that I'll get sued by Penguin Books.
Happened? No,
but I mean, it's a legal gray area. I've had lawyers tell me, like, you're an idiot, you're going to get sued. But then publishers have looked into it and said it's fine.
Yeah.
Because it's not based on the books. The characters all look different.
Yeah.
There's extra G's on the names.
That's a fine idea there. Yes.
Legally airtight, I think.
Sounds good to me. But and that was coincidence that you started working on those characters, like, or that
you,
because when I was looking at it, I was like, maybe it was inspiring to like look at the original and totally deconstruct the nice world that the original Meg and Mog were living in.
Was it? A little bit. It was really all just an accident. I was just drawing a lot of witches and just wanted to tell these stonery kind of silly stories, and I drew one strip and then I just liked the characters and drew more. I didn't think about it. I'm an idiot. I don't think about things.
Speaking about the fact that you're not thinking about things too much, are those characters alive enough by now that they tell you what they want to live through in the next episodes of?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's all autobiographical. It's all based on me and my friends. But they seem very real to me.
Yeah.
It's so easy to write at this point. It's a breeze. It's a joy to write.
Oh, cool. I've read an interview that you wanted Meg Morgan Hall to be a TV show, and then you said that you'd want Lindsay Lohan to play Mac, the witch.
Yeah, someone did write to me from America and said they wanted to get Lindsay Lohan to do it, and they were serious about it, and they could have pulled it off, but it didn't work out. But I was very excited by that.
Yeah.
I love Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, but is this still something that you're hoping for, that this whole comic will be turned into a TV show? And if so, would you really want normal persons to play Mac Morgan Hall, or would you don't want to?
It'd be animated.
Yeah.
I'd get actors to do it. I don't know, famous actors to do the voices.
Okay.
Meryl Streep as Meg, Robert Downey Jr. as Mog.
Sure.
I like money a lot, so it'd be really nice to have a TV show. My mother's sick and had a mental breakdown, so, you know, I want to, like, buy her a house and stuff. So, you know, TV would be a way to do that.
Yeah.
And it'd be a fun adventure, going to Hollywood and taking a lot of coke and fucking things up. And
The only disadvantage might be that you'd have to work with other people, right?
Yeah, I'd have to learn to work with other people, which might be difficult because I'm crazy.
Come on.
But, you know, I could go to Hollywood for a week and just dramatically fuck everything up.
Yeah, and that might be the basis for another groundbreaking story about a comic author that fucked it up in Hollywood.
Yeah, it'll just be Meg and Mog. They just moved to Hollywood and just, become bloated from all the coke.
Yeah.
They're just vomiting everywhere.
Brilliant idea.
Eating lobsters for dinner every night.
I can see that in front of my eye already.
Gold teeth.
There you go. Gold teeth. That's what you need. So what's going to happen tomorrow night at Neuro Titania? I've read that you're going to perform a little, you're going to read a little, you're going to present your comics. How's that going to happen?
Yeah, I think there's like some art up on the walls, and I'll be there smoking cigarettes out in the courtyard and yelling at people.
Cool.
And then I'm going to play some music, my bad music that I play.
Uh-huh.
Shitcore. It's Australian shitcore. it's going to be a fun night. We'll see if anyone turns up.
There'll be plenty of people.
Yeah, man. If you're listening, turn up and
yeah, cool. Das Ganze findet morgen Abend statt in der Neurotitanen-Galerie im Haus Schwarzenberg. Das ist in der Rosenthaler Straße 39. Der Eintritt ist frei und ab 19:30 kann man da vorbeikommen. I've read about some other things that you're working on, but you leave them in the shelf because you want to. You want to basically finish the Meg Morgan Hall experience, or is there something else in the pipeline coming up from you?
Yeah, I got a bunch of other stuff, like a big sci-fi thing and a thing that's kind of like based on The Simpsons. It's like what I did with Meg and Mog, but it's with The Simpsons and a bunch of stuff. And I've got a big Meg and Mog book called Meg's Coven that I'm sort of waiting to work on. It's a big serious one. It's going to be amazing, but I'm waiting. So you'll just have to wait.
Wait for more amazing art.
I got a lot of stuff planned. I'm an unstoppable runaway train.
Yeah, and a workaholic. That's what we've learned. Simon Hanselmann ist immer noch bei mir im Studio und wir werden jetzt 3 Exemplare seiner Hexe Total Bände verlosen dürfen. Das machen wir jetzt am besten per E-Mail, damit wir eure Adresse dann auch direkt checken können. Also schreibt mir eine E-Mail an win@fluxfm.de mit dem Betreff Hexe Total und schreibt in die E-Mail eure Adresse mit rein, damit wir euch das Werk zuschicken können. Ich lasse die Bücher jetzt noch schnell signieren von Simon. You gonna sign those books for our listeners, please?
Yes, I will draw in the books.
That's
then
nice.
You can sell them on eBay for $1,000.
Yes, that's exactly what we were planning. Also, 030-2009-1000 wird nicht angerufen. Nein, wir verlosen das Buch per Mail. win@fluxfm.de. in den Betreff Hexe total und eure Adresse mit in die E-Mail schreiben, damit wir euch das Buch zuschicken können. Und wer mit dem Künstler selbst nochmal diskutieren möchte, wem vielleicht ein paar Fragen jetzt gefehlt haben hier im Vinson und Simon Interview, der kann einfach morgen Abend vorbeigehen in die Neurotitanengalerie in dem Haus Schwarzenbach. Reichenberg hätte ich beinahe gesagt. Nein, Rosenthaler Straße 39. Bin aber auch ein bisschen verwirrt heute. Morgen Abend Rosenthaler 39, Neurotitanengalerie. Simon Hanselman wird dort sein und über seinen Comic nochmal sprechen. Thanks a lot for visiting, Simon.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And as soon as you visit Germany the next time, you just come and visit us again. You know
I'll be back.
We'll talk about Lindsay Lohan and how she does in your TV show.
It's going to be great.
I think she's going to be doing
it's
great.
It's going to be a train wreck.
Thank you, Simon. Bye-bye.
Thank you.